increase of UV radiation poses a threat to both terrestrial and aquatic organisms. The different levels of wavelength causes different levels of biological damage to organisms. So basically what they do is they cause adjacent thymine molecules to dimerize. So what is UV? UV is the electromagnetic wavelength with a wavelength which is shorter than that of the visible light. It's divided into UVA, UVB, and UVC. UVC is also called the black light, and UVC at its peak at 265 nanometers is the germicidal lamp that you use for sterilization. There are more than 2,300 termite species worldwide, and out of that, 183 are economically important. 147 of those are subterranean termites. They cost billions of dollars worth of damage each year. So the concerns for that lead to the use of preventive and control measures such as the physical barrier, liquid termiticides, and the bait. The UV has not been, is not exactly new to be used against organisms and control. Nell and Hewitt back in 1969 has exposed Hodotermes mozambicus to direct sunlight for 3 hours and encountered mortality from there. Other literatures have included using germicidal lamps against dipterans and lepidopterans, and Jagger and his colleagues have found that UV against E. coli causes growth inhibition, reduced phage development, and enzyme synthesis inhibition. So why UV? Subterranean termites are not exposed to UV in a natural setting, therefore it is a drastic change of conditions for them. Because of their nature, to forage underground, they lack pigmentation. So exposing them to UV is a way, an easy way for them to absorb the UV within them. We propose UV radiation as a control alternative through the effect on the gut bacteria. However, we have not done that part of the research yet. For the purpose of this report, we focus solely on the effects of UV on a termite individual. My hypotheses are as follows. UV has significant adverse effects on subterranean termite survival and behavior. And the first one is UV exposure significantly alters the integrity of the termite cuticle. The different termite species have different susceptibility to UVA, UVB, and UVC. And that UV-exposed termites have significantly lower tunneling speed compared to the control ones. My hypothesis, for the first hypothesis, is I try to prove that UV exposure significantly alters the integrity of the termite cuticle. We subjected termites into these treatments, UV low, UV at LT50, and UV high. So basically what we do here is we try to play around with the distance and distance and exposure time to create different intensities. We did histological studies on these termites. We fixed them immediately after we exposed them to UV because we do not want them to deteriorate due to death. And we look for thickness abnormalities. For standardization purposes, we focus on mesothorax, fourth and a seventh abdominal segment. We first tried to look for physiological changes due to the different UV treatments, and we did not find any significant results from there. We then looked at other regions of the cuticle. We did find some abnormalities, though, but chi-square tests showed that they are not significant. So we conclude that there are no immediate physiological changes in termite cuticle due to UV exposure. In my second experiment, I tried to prove that different termite species have different susceptibility to UVA, UVB, and UVC. We subjected 50 termites into these treatments. We covered them with silica plates, which are UV transparent. And termites under control conditions are put in the dark, and they're able to survive if they're provided water and food ad libitum for weeks at a time. We take readings every 30 minutes. We count those who are moribund, and we did a probate analysis data on these. Table 2 shows the mortality comparison of these three species under UVA, and we found that Verticillium termis flavipes is the most susceptible, followed by Cryptotermes formosanus, and then a suit. For UVB, we've also obtained the same results, pretty much the same pattern. The reticulate termes subspecies is most susceptible, followed by the formosans and the nasuti termes cornuta. And also for the UVC, again, it's reticulate termes and then cupta termes and then the nasuti. So the fact that nasuti termes cornuta has some slight pigmentation and then the cuticle proves that they can somehow be less susceptible due to UV rays, to the damaging UV rays. So they forage mostly sometimes above ground rather than underground compared to the others, cryptotermes, formosanus, and reticulitermes, flabipes. My third experiment, we try to prove that UV exposed termites have significantly lower tunneling speed. We put in 20 formosan and flabipes into these chambers and we subjected them into these treatments after 1, 5, and 10 minutes exposure. We started taking reading from the initiation point of tunneling up to the end of the tunnel, and we take pictures every 3 minutes, and from there we counted the tunneling speed. When we compare within species the effects of exposure time on the termites, we found that for Cops of Termes formosanus, they significantly tunnel slower than the control at 5 and 10 minutes exposure. For reticulate termes flabipes, they're only significantly slower than control at 10 minutes exposure. When we compare the different wavelengths and the tunneling speed, we found that for cupta termes formosanus and reticulate termes flabipes, the termites which are exposed to UVB and UVC, they tunnel significantly slower than those exposed on UVA. The effects of UVB especially is up to the extent where sometimes the termites will just aggregate inside the chamber and they will not tunnel at all. When we compare the effect of exposure against species, we found that cryptotermes formosanus tunnel significantly slower than reticulate termes flabipes at 5 and 10 minutes exposure. So we conclude that the UV exposure did not immediately alter the integrity of the termite cuticle. All species are most susceptible to UVC, UVB, UVC, and UVA respectively, and that R. flabipes is more susceptible to UV exposure, followed by Cryptotermes formosanus and then Nasuti termes cornuta. C. formosanus and R. flabipes showed significantly slow tunneling speed at 10 minutes exposure, and B and C showed that it affect more than UVA, and that C. formosanus' tunneling speed is significantly slower than R. flabipes at 5 and 10 minutes exposure. Earlier on, we did mention that we wanted to use, we proposed the use of UV against the gut bacteria as a control alternative. However, this will only be possible if we can use UV as a means of bacterial modification. And the idea behind that came from the research done by Chapko and Kellen back in 1994, where they proved that the persistence of ingested bacteria such as Enterobacter, Enterococcus, Serratia, and Bacillus are able to persist in the grasshopper gut. And Pelocoin et al., they used reintroduced transformed bacterial symbionts, Enterobacter agglomerans, into the walnut husk fly. And of course, the research done by Husanada and Grace in 2005, where they use genetically engineered bacteria to deliver and spread foreign genes in the termite gut. So, research is currently underway to prove that if you expose UV to the termites and the gut bacteria are adversely affected by the UV, and then they're able to persist within the host gut, and they're able to spread throughout the colony through social interactions between the termite individuals, then it is probable that we can use UV exposure as a means of control. Thank you.
Good catch that. Questions? We have 1 minute. Let's thank her.